Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the present.
I do have to tell you real quick, almost maybe the greatest thing of my life just almost happened.
What was it?
I went to go visit Mike and I'm standing right there in the doorway and he didn't see me. He was sitting there texting. So I seized the opportunity to drop down on the floor and crawl up to him. That way I can scare him from underneath the desk like there's other stuff over there. So I was going to.
So what? Wait, I want to guess what happened. Did your pants rip? And you laughed. I just see that happening. Like you like plopped down on the ground to sneak in and you like, oh no, I ate my pants.
I don't know that I ate that much over vacation. No, my pants are still intact.
Okay.
Or you would be the one to save me. That'd be a kind of laughing moment, except for that I'm wearing a thong, so then it's not as funny. So no, you would have been the one to help me out on that.
What intervened? What happened?
I dropped down to the ground. I'm crawling. And he goes, I can see your butt. So I wasn't crouched down as far as I should be. Like, I'm straight up in crawl position. You can see my little booty sticking up. I should have slinked all the way down to the floor. But I almost got him good. Because he didn't see me. He just saw my butt out of the corner of his eye.
So I was pretty close being butt related on my guess. I'm just saying.
Yes. I did not rip my pants. I didn't split my pants because I attempt to go down too far and my pants just can't handle the pressure.
That is not where I was going. Well, I don't know. I just thought like, because I don't know, when people like plop down to the ground, sometimes that happens. Justin happened the family vacation last year.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
That would be funny. I would appreciate it. If it was like a small one or maybe a thigh rip. Because I've been known to do that.
Upper thigh. No, I guess it's not considered, but I was going to say that it's all the general area is the same. But
yeah, it's all your growing area.
Yeah, you're growing.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She loves Halloween, but not as much as Christmas time. Get ready for humbug sweaters, holiday singing, and Lacey's overall merry feeling.
And when she's not winning at life, she's winning a whole lot of nothing at the Kid Craddock Morning Show Costume Contest. And more importantly, she's winning at picking up an exclusive vacay FaceTime phone call, which is pretty impressive since there was only one this time around. Last year, she left thousands of those unanswered. She also makes me a winner every day because she makes the best partner ever.
Aww.
This winning machine has a name, and it is...
Amy Nichols. Wow, that was a long one.
Yeah.
But it was very sweet, except for a little over-exaggerated, not a thousand times. It was many, many times of... attempted Facebook, or sorry, not Facebook, FaceTime.
FaceTime, face phone calls, or yeah, whatever I was calling it. And correction, I didn't say 1,000, I said thousands.
Oh.
I didn't say
my
there was 8,000.
My bad.
There were several thousand of those FaceTime phone calls. So, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
It's finally over.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Just skip right over Thanksgiving.
Did you feel like Halloween lasted forever?
I guess so, because people who are nutty about Halloween start October 1st. So it's especially on social media. So I don't know. I guess, yeah, a solid 31 days of Halloween getting slapped in the face. Sure.
Halloween was super long for me this year. First off, I decorated end of September. So it's been Halloween in my house for a while. Then I got some new stuff, put up some stuff that we bought last year the day after Halloween. So I had more decorations than I did last year. Even some that I wasn't able to get to. Like, we got some free Halloween lights up here.
Oh, yeah.
The projector lights.
Those.
Yeah. So I found those. We don't have an extension cord.
Oh, you need one.
I have no idea why. And I was going to borrow one from a neighbor. Then I was like, I'm pretty sure we just need to get one. But I never did get to that. And then it rained for forever. But there's stuff that I didn't get to. But yeah, I feel like it's been Halloween for my whole life, or at least as long as it was January. It has been Halloween for such a long time. And I love the season. I love it. But then by the time actual Halloween came around, I was done. I was so done.
That's okay, though, because you dressed up many, many times, just not on the actual Halloween, October 31st.
I saw a meme that said, how's it been Halloween for like a week now, but it still hadn't been the actual Halloween yet? This was before Halloween. But did y'all have a good Halloween, you and your family?
We did. We were really worried because, yes, it has been raining a lot. We were worried that it was going to be a rain out. But thankfully, right after dinner, what is wrong with me?
It stopped raining.
It's a sugar rush. My brain is not working today at all. Tapered off. Mm-hmm. I think that's the word I was looking for. And I found it. Congratulations, Amy.
Yay!
So yeah, we had a good time. I dressed up more than my kids did this year. It's kind of depressing. Morgan thought it was pathetic. She just had her regular old clothes on and a Jason mask.
Mm-hmm.
And Maddox wore an old ninja costume and took off all the accessories. And basically, he was just a guy in black and carried a sword around. And I was all in full-on Ash from Pokemon series. I'm not really into it, but my husband Josh is. When he was a kid, and now my son is. And he was Pikachu, I was Ash. And so we were more dressed up than the kids. And they thought it was so sad that we were so excited about it.
That's really cute, though. Okay, so Morgan at least had on a mask while she was trick-or-treating. What about Maddox? How big is Maddox looking now? Because it's been a while. Does he look like a young man? Does he look like a teenager? Or does he still have kid qualities to him right now?
He is starting to get a little bit of the fuzzies on his upper lip.
Shout out.
And
oh, not lip. Face.
And he is shorter than me still. Morgan's taller than me. He's shorter than me still, but he's starting to get those qualities. Like he's amping up for a good
growth spurt.
Yes, thank you. I still can't talk.
How old is he?
He's 12, almost 13. So I don't know. I mean, he had like a hood on, so I was still okay for him to trick or treat. Morgan was over it. She just hung in the back with all the adults and let the little people. Cousins, we always go with cousins, run up to the doors. And
did she collect candy, ask for candy?
She did. She would like hold hands with the little ones and participate half-heartedly, but not all in like she used to.
Well, I was asking because my mom used to, if you weren't dressed up for Halloween, she wouldn't give you candy. Now, a little kid, yes, but teenagers who would come by with no costume on, just carrying their backpack. Like, no, this isn't your holiday. Either you participate or you don't. Don't come to my house with your regular face just wanting food from me.
We went to a Halloween festivity, like a fall festival kind of thing earlier on in the week. And Josh asked for someone who's an event worker staff was carrying around a bucket of candy. And Josh stopped him and asked for a piece. And he was not dressed up. And the lady asked Josh how old he was. I was like, well, obviously he's an adult. I mean, we're not trying to trick anybody, but he wants a piece of candy.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a giant bucket full and they're throwing it on the ground, basically just like tossing it up in the air for everybody. But no, not you. He could literally pick some up off the ground, but I'm not going to hand you a piece.
Wow.
Anyways, I don't know why I'm ranting. I don't care.
So on Halloween, Jeremy and I had just gotten back into town. We had been on vacation. We went to this Halloween festival for a friend's 40th birthday. So we were gone for several days, Halloweening it up, costuming it up. Nobody gave us candy. We did get a lot of beads. We didn't have to earn them. Don't get me wrong. I'm not telling booby stories right now. I did not earn them, but no candy. So by the time Halloween came around, we had just gotten in late the night before, gone back to work that day. And the weather was bad. Normally, I do feel bad because normally I buy a bunch of candy. I make special baskets for the little neighbor kids. I've got four of them. They're even getting older. I wouldn't need to give them candy.
Right.
But last year, they didn't even go trick-or-treating. They handed out candy because they thought they were getting too old for it. And it was cute. They had a big setup outside. This year, I did none of that. Absolutely none of it. And then because I didn't do that, it stopped raining right as it was trick-or-treat time.
Yeah.
And Jeremy asked me several times, I wonder why we're not getting any trick-or-treaters. And I was like, babe, we didn't turn the porch light on. Like, yeah. Do you not know how this works? In his defense, I don't know if he's been home with me. I'm sure he has, but I don't remember him being home on Halloween a lot.
If he's not the one that turns the light on, then he probably doesn't know.
Well, like, first year I made baskets for the neighbor kids and then just passed out candy. I got dressed up, and my dog was also dressed up, and me and my dog would answer the door and give out candy.
So cute.
Because it was our first time to do it.
Yeah.
I said ours. Jeremy was not there then either. But I did feel guilty, though, knowing that it is the actual holiday. There are kids that are happy that it finally quit raining. They're getting dressed up and going outside, and I did not have anything for them. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know for a fact, but I'm pretty sure that my neighbor's out of town and she left her porch light on, because her porch light's been on for a couple days.
No.
And I didn't think about that till this morning, and I looked and I'm like, man, nobody's there. Now, boyfriend may be parked inside the garage and I just can't see it, but I was wondering, too late, like, man, I should have checked with her and gone over there and turned off the porch light.
You need to be careful with that kind of thing, because if you leave your light on and you don't answer the door for trick-or-treaties, treaters, you could get egged. I mean, people get serious about, following the rules. Turn the light on and turn the light off, and then follow those rules.
Well, I have before had my front porch light off, but because I have the solar lights in the front, people still came by. But I have kind of a longer walkway, so you can clearly see that my light is off,
mm-hmm.
but people didn't know. And I still had stuff to give, so it was fine. But it was like after I had turned off my front porch light.
Wait, what kind of stuff did you have to give? Like candy? Or are you like,
yeah,
I
only have candy.
Okay.
That's it. If I was to give people random stuff, like, would you like this can of beans? I don't have any kind of cool backups. I've heard of people like running out of stuff and giving fruit roll-ups, or I would have nothing fun. And I don't have cash, so I can't be like, oh, hey, kids, I'm sorry, here's a dollar. I did put that in the Easter basket. What is wrong with us? I'm still sleep-deprived, vacation brain. But I did, for my neighbors, put a little dollar one time in their baskets, and they thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
She even called me and she was like, was that an accident? Because there's a dollar in here. And I was like, no, there's a dollar in all of them.
Dollars are the best.
It's just a dollar. And I'm giving out four of them. So I'm not like passing out dollars to every trick-or-treaters, but yeah, for the four of them. And also, real quick, I finally made Jeremy watch House of Haunting Hill last night.
Oh, good.
He had watched like one episode and then hadn't watched any more. And we're home last night. He was wanting to watch something regular. And I was like, no, babe, we're going to watch House of Haunting Hill. So just watch it. So we watched it. Got to my favorite episode, which is episode 5, Broke Neck Lady. And I was so freaked out. I'm in the bathroom getting ready by myself. And I had the lights turned off. I had the bedroom light turned on. Well, Jeremy was in the bedroom and he left and turned off the bedroom light.
Mm-mm.
And I'm in the pitch black dark. I started screaming. And I'm like, what are you doing? Turn the lights back on. What are you doing? He's like, oh my God.
Chicken.
Are you afraid of the dark? And then I ran into one of my Halloween decorations. I'm like round in the corner and I had just messed with it and turned the volume on. So it starts like screaming and shrieking, I'm going to break free from these chains or whatever it says. And I hit it on the way to the bathroom. And then on the way back, I forgot it was there and saw it. And I could have swore it was Broke Neck. Like I ran away from there. Yeah. I had to turn on my meditation app again last night because I was like, I'm going to have nightmares. And I've already seen it.
Yeah, but it's okay. That's the point. That's the point of watching it, is to freak you out. So it served its purpose. And I totally understand. I do that with my Halloween decorations, too. I have a full-on skeleton that I've put in the laundry room. And I forget that he's there every time I go in there. And he's gone now, officially now.
I did on the plane ride to Miami, because we flew into Miami and then drove down to Key West. On the plane ride, I was really feeling the Halloween spirit because I'm getting ready to be in Halloween town, essentially. So I downloaded this movie called Terrifier or Terrified on Netflix and Chills. It is a B-rated clown horror movie.
No!
I'm watching this on the plane and I'm like cradling my phone, cupping my phone, because I'm like, I really hope nobody sees what I'm watching, because I'm watching clown horror movie on the way there.
You're such a weirdo.
Nobody said anything to me. Then I get back to the office and I knew Alicia had watched it. So I'm asking Alicia, I'm like, hey, I saw that. What do you think about it? She's like, it was awful. What'd you think? I loved it.
You did?
Yeah.
Just because it was clown, or you knew what you were expecting?
It was a complete B-rate. I mean, it's not great. It's not classic. I wouldn't recommend it to other people. But for me personally, yeah. It was everything that you would expect from a B-rate movie. But yeah, I felt very odd watching that on the plane. Also, I was in the aisle seat, which is the worst. I hate being in the aisle seat. I want to be window seat because I will not go to the bathroom. There has to be like an almost emergency for me to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in the aisle. Jeremy was like a row or two behind me, and he was in aisle two, and he saw me whenever I had to get up because somebody can't hold their bladder, and I got to get up and let them go to the bathroom, and then I'm just sitting there sulking at him. Like, this is the absolute worst. What is this?
I have to deal with that a lot whenever we're watching late night TV. Josh has to pause it like every 15, 20 minutes because he has such a baby bladder. He has to go all the time. But just like car rides, we're stopping all the time. Whatever.
I just realized, how ironic is it that me and you are complaining about people going to the bathroom when anytime anybody needs anything from us here in the office, it's like, where are Amy and Lacey? Oh, they're lunging to the bathroom again. They act like we pee all the time, and it's not all the time.
No, it's just really inconvenient times sometimes.
Yeah, it's just as needed, I promise. But the festival was a lot of fun. I was definitely out of my comfort zone, just because I'm not used to this. This was a very different kind of festival. A lot of elaborate costumes, which is really cool. A lot of elaborate setup. And I did appreciate every business had decorations on the outside. So, I mean, it was like Halloween town, kind of.
That's everybody, so fun.
Everybody was dressed up. It was really cool. It was just really different. We went to like this carnival inside, and it's four different places, and like you're turning the corner, and there were so many awesome costumes and parade and good time. We went to the southernmost point of Florida, which I didn't know that was a thing. So you take a picture next to this buoy, kind of this huge buoy that's like 90 miles to Cuba. We went to the beach, we had a pool. So it was really cool. I brought a lot of costumes and then just tried to like trade them out the whole time. But at the same time, it's a beating. It's a beating to have to come up with all these different costumes.
Yeah, but you love costume changes. I guess not costume changes, but just like wardrobe changes.
I love wardrobe changes for sure. And I love the creativity of costumes, but there wasn't creative anything to this because we had a toga party and we had a pirate party and
Too scheduled out.
Yeah. So if you're telling me what to wear, that's not fun. Now, at least that does take the pressure off.
Yeah.
Jeremy got none of his costumes that came in on time.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you can take them all back.
Zero participation from him. Oh, he just came up in regular clothes. He threw on like a Hawaiian shirt, which people thought was funny. But truth is, he already wears that shirt anyway. I make fun of him for that shirt. I don't know why he bought it. It looks like a Florida shirt. But people are like, oh, you're like a Floridian. Or no. I'm just dressed in my clothes. I will tell you something weird that happened that I'm not accustomed to. We were in a hostel with another couple friend of ours, and then all of our friends were like that. We're sharing rooms with just our friends, not with other people. One of the guys in our room had night terrors.
No.
And he would randomly scream at night.
No, I would hate that. I couldn't do it.
So it wasn't a scary scream. It was more like a surprise scream. Just, But then our beds, we had small bunk beds, so we weren't sharing beds. So he's in one bed, his fiance is in another, then Jeremy and I are in two separate beds. And so he would scream, and then his fiance would like scream with him on the other side of the room.
Was she asleep too?
Yeah. She was like responding to him with a scream. See,
That's nutty.
I know. But then come to find out, our other friends in the next room, we have this guy from Boston, really hardcore dude. He's like stereotypical Boston. He's firefighter, he's a boxer, he's like hardcore. He has night terrors, but in his night terrors...
What kind of friends do you have?
I don't know. And then there's Jeremy snoring, and I'm like, I guess you're the least of my problems. But this other guy, in his night terrors, he would cuss people out, like argue with people, and at one night he got up and was boxing in his sleep. But his roommates would say they'd hear some mumbling, or like he might even say something nice. It just, you know, and they're like, oh, I guess he's having a good dream. And then he'd come back with, like your mother. And it's just like, oh my God, I didn't know that was a thing.
That would be so scary.
I know. I know.
I mean, okay, so we know that you rage out on Jeremy whenever he wakes you up. Were you in a good mood on this trip?
I was fine.
These night terror folks?
Oh, I was still, because Jeremy was on the top bunk. And so I'd have to get up and yell at him or push him for snoring, because we're sharing a room with people. Yeah. I don't want you doing that. Their screams were sporadic, so that was not that much.
Not constant.
Yeah. Our friend from Boston, on the way back, we got a hotel room in Miami, and they were like, cool, well, all four of us will just share a hotel room. And I'm sitting in the back, no. If that grown man starts cussing about my mom in the middle of the night, I'm going to be so scared. So Jeremy and I, which we were already done by then.
Yeah.
We've been sharing rooms with people. You know how I feel about that. Yeah. So we...
You're adults.
Yeah. We went our separate rooms in Miami. Me, but still hung out with each other. But yeah, I didn't know anybody who's ever done that before.
Well, Josh fights in his dreams and sometimes hits me.
I was gonna say, he fights you. He doesn't get up and just start shadow boxing.
Nope,
and screaming out obscenities, like not just screaming out a slew of curse words.
He did that once with after a really bad Cowboys game. He woke up in the middle of the night cursing. That really pissed me off. I mean, he talks about it all the time during the day. Do you really have to talk about it in your dreams, too? I don't know. Well, I'm so glad you had fun.
Yeah. I do have one confession, though. We went dancing one night, and...
You showed your butt.
I'm dancing. I'm having a good time. And then I got down on the ground, and yes. I did my little lazy twerk.
Yes.
And then I stood right back up, and I looked at Jeremy, and I said... It happened again. And he's like, well, get off the floor. You're in a short dress.
Oh, my God.
It was real quick. But yeah.
And no video evidence.
No, that I know of. No. But
oh, my
yeah.
God. That's so great.
I literally showed my ass in Florida
classic
again.
Lazy.
Yeah.
Love it.
So how was your weekend? You had stuff going on, too.
Good. Well, I was so thankful that I got a FaceTime call from you. I said it right that time. Yay. But you reminded me on Sunday that I forgot the chili cook-off on Saturday, and me and Josh get so excited for this. It's a fundraiser for firefighters for our city that we live in, and we get excited all year round for this, and I completely forgot it.
Just you and Josh. The kids look forward to
yes,
it, too.
Yes. I don't know what happened. We didn't really do anything on Saturday. We just forgot, and you asked me about it on Sunday. I felt so stupid. Thank you for making me feel bad. And also because you saw the joy in my daughter's face. Morgan didn't necessarily care for you too much in the beginning when she first
met
you.
Whoa, I didn't know she didn't care for me.
Well, you just came on a little strong for her. She's like a laid-back, chill kind of person.
That's because the first year of the chili cook-off, whenever Jeremy participated, you and the family came, we were all hanging out together, and I love you and your family so much. And so we were all standing on the corner somewhere, and you're behind me, and I looked at you and I mouthed, I love you. And she looks at me and she goes, did you just tell my mom that you love her? And I was like, yeah, but you're not discluded. Like, I love you too.
She was so weirded out. But now she loves you so much. She begged me to invite you to the Jingle Ball concert, which I told her, there's no way, Lacey. First of all, it's in the middle of the week. You don't do concerts in the middle of the week.
If she wants me to go with y'all to Jingle Ball, I will see. I can't commit to it right now. Let me see the date.
All right.
But
it's in the middle of the week. I know that.
I might go. That really flattered me so much, though. And I could see it because you were in the car with your family getting ready to go hiking. And I told you this is the obligatory FaceTime phone call because I felt like I had to do it.
Yes.
I was having a good time.
Yes.
But I wasn't like too far deep. Like I usually whenever I was calling you Italy, I was calling you to let you know that I was having a really good time and I was missing you. This was like a mid afternoon, early evening phone call. And the kids were in the car. And
yeah.
I said hello to the kids and to Josh. And Morgan looked like she was so happy to see
me.
She
was. She absolutely was. She adores you now. I don't know. She just thinks you're so funny and joyful and likes to be around you.
That makes my heart so happy.
Yeah.
Because whenever we were hanging out for Taylor Swift, you said something like she said she really likes me or something.
That's 100% true.
That's my girl. Maddox, he's still got okay. some time to grow on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he's okay. No, but we're going to go hiking. And we just need to get it out of the house because we forgot our previous plans about the chili cook-off. And we just need to get out of the house. But this crazy rain this season, we tried 3 different trails. I mean, we packed up all our bags with snacks for hours. And this hiking didn't happen. They all the trails that we went straight into the lake.
Aww.
So basically, we drove and then walked a quarter of a mile on each trail and was like, turned around and came back home. We did absolutely nothing.
So you didn't have any chili, but everywhere you went looked a lot like chili. All the trails were just washed out.
Muddy. Josh was furious about his car, too. Does no one care? Does no one care that their feet are muddy? I was like, what are we supposed to do?
Oh, quit being such a drama queen.
I did go to my sister's Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed up literally all night long. I never do this. From 4:30 in the morning on Friday morning when I get up for work till Saturday morning. I stayed up 4 o'clock something. In the I had no idea how late it was. I was just having such a good time.
You went a full 24. I thought you meant you were last man standing at a party because I have almost never had that happen. I'm usually not the late person at a party.
Yeah, I was so shocked. But I do have some party no-nos because there are a few people there. Oh, Lacey. Don't be on your phone the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Do not. Just don't come. If your girl is making you come and you want to watch the game, go home. Stay home. Stay home and watch the game. It was that same night that the World Series game was 18 innings.
Mm-hmm.
He watched it the entire time. It was so exceptionally rude. Not social at all. Didn't talk to anybody. Just sat there with a screen in front of his face.
Wow.
I know. Another one.
I would rather that, though. That is a big no-no, but I would rather that than just tinkering on your phone. At least there's a reason why. And I'm anti-sports, but there's a very good reason why. This is a big-time sports game.
It is. It is. And he was a fan of whatever team it was. I think it was the Red Sox.
Boston. I was going to say, I know Boston won, but I know because I was hanging out with a Boston person.
Yeah.
If not for him, I wouldn't know.
But it was like, it was, I think, almost 8 hours. And no one, I guess they commit to work 8 hours a day. But I was about to say, no one commits 8 hours a day to anything. But that's not true.
On good days, Netflix for me.
For sure. Don't come empty-handed.
Yeah.
I showed up, especially with friends and family, I showed up with something. But there were, I guess because they're young, I don't know. But there were so many people just mooching here, mooching there. It's just annoying.
Whenever I was young, I was guilty of that. Showing up a lot of places because I didn't have that instilled in me yet. But I also hung out with older friends who would, you know, I gotcha. So it wasn't a big deal. But now I don't. I almost always bring something or at least offer. Now, sometimes if I offer and you tell me not to bring anything, then I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, not a problem because I'm tired of always making stuff and I'm tired of always bringing stuff.
Last one, don't get sloshed. Now, I'm saying this, and I'm very, very guilty of it, but there was this guy, their friend at my sister's party. His name was Tim, and he was falling all over the place. I mean, it was a little, you know, it was entertaining. He didn't hurt himself.
Did anybody have to take care of him, or was he just kind of on his own?
He has a designated room that is his whenever he comes to parties. Like,
whoa.
It's not even like the guest room. It's Tim's room. And they were just like, okay, let's get Tim to his room.
Okay, so this is an all the time occurrence.
Yes.
Not a I went a little bit too far.
Yes. And yeah, I can drink too much sometimes, but this guy is
same
all the time. Anyways.
But you and I are not the notorious ones. It's not eye roll, look what happened again.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so don't do that. Those are my 3 no-nos for the party that I went to and should always be applied. But so when I finally got to the party. It's a 2-hour drive up to Oklahoma to my sister Millie's house. And I show up, everybody's in costume, and there's this guy dressed up as Michael Moore, who is the activist documentarian guy who always wear like the baseball cap and like the square glasses. So I thought. And so,
okay. I thought, because I'm a horror movie fan over here. I'm getting confused. I was like, oh, he was wearing the Michael mask.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So I asked him, and he said, no, what are you talking about? I was so embarrassed. I felt bad. He looked just like him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he apologizes and says, sorry, I'm a little out of it. I got in an accident on the way here. And someone else hears the conversation, and they come up and they're like, yeah, he's concussed. And then giggles a little bit and, you know, walks off. And this guy is pounding beers all night long. And I'm mother hen. I'm a little concerned for his head injury. And finally, I have anxiety. I'm really worried about this guy. And then finally, it turns out that he was just very committed to his
costume,
which was just a Band-Aid on his head. And that's it. I felt like such an idiot by the end of the night. So,
okay, so that's happened to me before.
It has.
This happened to me at, I was working at a bar during the day, Halloween weekend. And I went old school. I went Uma Thurman from Pulp Fiction,
yeah.
Mia Wallace, after she ODs. So I've got that costume on. The red felt pin, the big circle over the heart. I'm wearing the corset and the shirt open and the short black wig and everything. And I'm standing outside of the bar, and somebody walked up to me, random person, was like, hey, your nose is bleeding. And I said, yeah, you know, I accidentally, excuse this adult language, I accidentally mistook some heroin for coke, and I OD'd before, this morning, but I'm doing fine now. And he goes, and you still came to work? I'm like, it is Halloween weekend. This is obviously a costume.
I felt so stupid.
I'm not that committed to my job. I promise you that.
So that was the first prank of the evening. The second one I did, and it was perfect. My sister Millie, she was decked out as a witch with her makeup on. She is the baby of the family and is a complete doll. You know her. Her doe eyes. She's just beautiful.
She's beautiful.
So,
and hot.
You know, everyone who's young, they're always posting their whole lives on social. So she hands me over her phone to story this whole rehearsed Halloween act that she's about to perform. And I wait too long to hit the record button, and her phone locks. And she thinks I'm getting every second of it. And she goes on and on and on. And finally, after a couple of minutes, I show her that her, you know, the screen is black. And she falls to the ground crying, laughing, and gives me the best compliment ever. I could not have gotten a better reaction from my prank of not filming her whenever she thought I was filming.
Good luck and everything, yeah.
You're my best friend.
So she just busts out into giggle fit.
This is the Thanksgiving. This is the Thanksgiving. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't remember anything.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Stop. And we would not stop. And she was dying. She was having like a panic attack. She was laughing.
Do you know what she's talking about at this point?
I have no idea what she's saying. So,
I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt you, but I'm really funny. You're so funny.
Who said that?
Me. Anyways, it goes on and on. But great compliment. The first thing she says out of her mouth is, you're my best friend, because she thinks I'm so funny.
And then, I'm not going to get jealous over that, by the way, just because y'all are related.
And then she starts asking me questions about a memory. No, do you not know me at all? I may be your best friend, but you don't remember. I don't remember anything. No, I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, my God. I thought it was the greatest thing ever.
So then did she have to go back and redo it? Did she make you record it and do it all over again?
The moment was lost. At the end of the video, this is like a tune. I didn't even realize that I was recording this after the prank. I guess whenever I pushed, whatever.
This is a prank, but it was an accidental prank.
Well, yes. Like, I full on committed to fake filming her after her phone locked. So I decided to do it.
Yeah.
At the end, she's like, okay, let's go eat some burritos. And so I took a photo shoot of her eating burritos and like three bottles of liquor. And that made up for me not filming her that whole time.
That is hilarious. We also had a prank of sorts, I guess. This was, before I get to the prank, one of the highlights of the trip my girlfriend bought us all matching hats. So we have these big floppy hats that says like Always Sunny or Hello Beautiful, I think is what it says.
I think you were wearing it whenever you FaceTimed. I didn't know what it was said.
Yeah. So, and it was just, it was so cute. So there's four or five of us girls, I think five of us, all having these hats, and it matched my outfit perfectly. So it just, it looked so good. And so we had been riding around the city in that all day. And then we went on a sunset cruise. And I'm walking around the sunset cruise, and my friend's like, oh my gosh, you're still wearing your hat. I had to take mine off because it was too windy. And I'm like, no, dude, mine's fine. Floop. And it flew off of the boat.
No.
We couldn't catch it. I'm also wearing some.
It's lost to the ocean forever, just like Rose's diamond necklace.
And they told us not to litter, too. No littering off this boat, so I completely littered. I'm also wearing these red hoop earrings, and Jeremy was doing something and talked with his hand and hit it and broke my earring. So then
Did it go in the ocean, too?
I think so. So then I'm only wearing one earring, but I'm, like, glaring at him. This is your fault. So I'm like, I ain't taking this off. This is your fault. I'm going to walk around like this. So I'm walking around looking like a hot mess. I did end up stealing a hat from one of our other friends, because I was like, she doesn't deserve it as much as I do. Why? I don't know. It's just because I felt naked without it.
Oh,
and
my God. And you had to cover up your hot mess.
Oh, my hair. Yeah.
Oh my hair.
Gosh. And I really don't mean that. She deserves it as much as I do, but I totally went home with it, though. I woke up in the morning, and I'm still wearing that, and I'm like, I regret nothing. But where our prank was, we're at this place. We're getting something to eat, and my friend goes around and tells everybody, we're going to Irish goodbye. I don't even know what that is. Irish goodbye is whenever,
I like, I'm shaking my head because I don't know what it is either.
As I'm saying it, I'm like, I really hope this isn't anything offensive because I have no idea.
I don't either.
Irish goodbye is just not saying whenever you're going to leave. You just get up and you dip out.
I'm totally guilty of that.
But the fail is she went around telling people like, we're about Irish goodbye. We're about Irish goodbye. So we Irish goodbye. It's me, her, and her husband, whose 40th birthday it is. And we get in the cab and we're taking off. And Tom's like, Jeremy, Lacey, where's Jeremy? And I was like, I thought we were doing the Irish goodbye. He goes, not your husband. So I totally dipped out without Jeremy.
That's perfect.
Because I'm all in on the joke.
I love that so stinking much. Did Jeremy find it funny?
He thought it was funny, but he's telling me, he was like, you straight up told me, like, I'm sorry, babe, I Irish goodbye you. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. He goes, you did last night. So whenever we got home from the airport or from landing again, we land and we're in separate seats and I'm ahead of him.
Did he leave you?
So I'm the first one off the plane, and I was thinking like, oh, I should be waiting for him as soon as he gets off the plane. I even thought about holding back because he's only a couple rows behind me. Yeah. So I ought to hold back and wait for him. But then I'm like, no, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna get up. So I get up and I go off, and I thought about fully committing to this and just meeting him at the baggage claim.
Yes.
But instead there was a little pillar right there. So I got off the plane and I went and I hid behind the pillar, and I'm hoping nobody can see my backpack because it's definitely sticking
out. Your butt, like before it
hides. But I'm standing there beside the pillar, and I see him walk out. And he's looking for me, but there's also a bathroom right there. So he's thinking like, she probably went to the bathroom. And then I just jumped out and I'm like, ha ha, I Irish goodbye to you again. Got you, fool. And he's just like, you're doing it wrong, but okay. But he still thought it was funny though.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Y'all are so fun.
I thought it was hilarious. He thought it was just a little bit funny.
Did you cry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was totally worth it then.
Well, what a fun, after Halloween show. I know our last one was the Spooky Spectacular. Now, are we doing Thanksgiving? Do we care about Thanksgiving? Or are we just launching right into Christmas? Because I personally, by Thanksgiving, I'm ready for Christmas.
Well, is this a tease? Because we could talk about holidays that we don't care about on our next podcast.
The only thing that does hurt me, I'm ready for Christmas, and I might be decorating this weekend. I've never been a before Thanksgiving decorator because I like my fall decor. Uh-huh. So it's time for me to put up Halloween, which makes me kind of sad because I do like all my Halloween stuff. But normally I'd put up Halloween and then my house is still good to go after I remove all the skeletons and stuff. But I love Christmas more. And I only get to enjoy like 2 weeks of my own Christmas decorations because we always go to Florida for Christmas. So I'm thinking I might bust out the Christmas decorations this weekend.
You should do it. I mean, you already got in the spirit whenever you decorated yesterday for the office.
Yeah.
I think you should do it.
Yeah. Well, I really need to clean my house. So I'm going to see how much, as long as I clean, I can do whatever else. But I'm going to have to see what all I can accomplish this weekend. But I might personally be launching right into Christmas. Wow. Merry Christmas to you.
I can't wait to see your sweater.
Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And while you were there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave a nice comment. That would be really cool if you would do that. Also, hit us up on our socials. We would love to hear from you at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. And check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation. I almost did this whole smoothly. I thought I regained my voice and my mouth back, but maybe not.
Nah.
And be sure to check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Nice going. You've ruined Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter.